I received the warden of the MRC Pontiac, Jane Tyler. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First, before talking about everything else, what do you think of your budget for the next year in 2021?
Well, I think the 2021 budget for the MRC Pontiac is balanced, which is the most important thing, and it equals $8.5 million. We have saved operating dollars this year because of COVID-19, as well as other savings, which contributed to the surplus. I suggested, and the Council of Mayors agreed, that the best way we could benefit the people of the Pontiac, especially with the hardship of COVID-19, would be to take part of the surplus and decrease the mill rate from 14 cents to 13 cents. In this way, we reduce the shares that the municipalities have to pay or contribute to the MRC. It then depends on the valuation, but should translate into savings to each resident. We hope to hold the line with 13 cents as a mill rate for a few years. I also ask the mayors to support a one-time donation of $10,000 from our surplus to give to Buff Pontiac, as Buff Pontiac could not hold their annual Christmas drive. This was approved unanimously.
And last week, a vote at the regional meeting catch my attention. That was on the forestry industry. Very divided. It's the Council of Mayors, the MRC Pontiac, divided on this kind of question?
Well, the mayors were certainly divided on the issue of continuing the contract of Pierre Vizina, but we will not remain divided on other issues. This is democracy. In 3 years, I've only voted 2 times because the elected warden has the ability to break a tie vote. But on every other resolution, the vote is just with the mayors. We need to ensure that the communication stays open and transparent with high integrity. It is my hope that through social media with Facebook Live, more people of the Pontiac will become involved and represented in our decision making.
Still, you said it's really important to you to have this debate in public. Why?
This is a very important issue that needed to be made transparent. I insisted that it be placed on the public meeting agenda because I wanted all of the people of the Pontiac to know about it. I also wanted them to hear their mayors voting and what their reasons were. The issue concerned a Montreal consultant who was named Pierre Vizina and his contract, which had been renewed for 8 years without proper oversight. The amount of money paid through salary and grants was $800,000. 9 mayors wanted to continue paying without any conditions, saying that the project would die if the consultant wasn't paid. The other 9 mayors agreed with me that we needed to demand 2 conditions. First, wait to see if Fibre Pontiac receives the $20 million asked for through the IFIT funding by the federal government. And 2, to see if the company Renmatics, an American company, chooses to locate in the Pontiac because they're currently looking in Maine and New York. It was a tie, so I voted in favor of the 2 conditions. The existing contract with Mr. Vizina finishes at the end of December.
Still, last August, Pierre Vizina came here on the radio saying it's always possible to find a company like Renmatics to come here. Why, at this time, you put condition?
I introduced the 2 conditions because for the past 3 years as the warden, I have heard Fibre Pontiac and Pierre Vizina make promises of announcements which never happen. We are promised at the time of the budget to approve the next year's salary to be paid to the consultant. At this point, they are waiting to see if they receive the federal funding, but it should be known that the same funding was refused in 2018 and 2019. Fibre Pontiac is a not-for-profit group of volunteers, and they can apply for grants from all levels of government. We at the MRC should not be funding a salary from the pockets of the people of the Pontiac. In my opinion, this is no longer an MRC project because it is not managed by the MRC, and it benefits the taxes of one municipality in particular, not all 18. 2 good examples that meet the criteria of MRC projects where we are in the driver's seat are the Internet project with the proposal to the CRTC and the Energy from Waste project where the Pontiac is the only willing host in the Outaouais.
Have you had any discussion with the ministry in Quebec City on the possibility of Renmatics in Pontiac?
The Renmatics project has been more involved actually with the federal government and the National Research Council, but yes, I did make a presentation to Minister Moreau 2 years ago. He was the energy minister from the Liberal government, and I spoke of this project then. I also mentioned it to Minister Dufour of the MFFP, but I've had more discussion on the Energy Davidson project, which features a cogeneration for the pulp and biomass, which provides a solution to the current crisis in the Outaouais. of know where to take the pulp and biomass. Pascal Dupuis and Bruno Saint-Cyr have the hydro contract to produce electricity and steam. The project also includes a white pine sawmill. This project has, right now, the attention of two ministries, MFFP and MEI, Minister Dufour and Fitzgibbon. It is exciting to say that the final analysis for their business plan is being done, and this project has a good chance of moving forward. I want to also say that we still have mills standing at Davidson, Jevalco, and Rapide. Unfortunately, the mill in Litchfield was demolished.
You seem really prepared on this question, so I have another question on another subject. You know, I'm writing for the Pontiac Journal, the editorial in French, and this week I wonder about the mini change in our municipality. There is, in my point of view, a certain instability. About 15 people have passed into management, directeur général position. What do you think about that?
I think it's really interesting that you have done that research and brought it to my attention, because you're absolutely right. And I think that there has been a lot of change with some of our municipal mayors, even in this term, and director generals in particular. I think a four-year term is a big commitment. We never know what challenges in people's lives may arise, such as family issues, health, etc. Also, the job of the mayor is part-time, and most of our mayors have another job. And it's a big time and energy commitment involving meetings at nights and events on weekends. But with director generals, whenever there's a change of mayor, the director general has to adjust to that change, and sometimes it can be a major change. And so with that change being difficult, the person decides to leave the position. In conclusion, although it's healthy to have turnover, because it brings new energy and ideas. When we are in a bit of a crisis where the position of director general, which is actually required by municipal law to be filled, and they are to work very independently from the mayor, that's another important point. The MMASH can assist temporarily by bringing some temporary people in. We've had that happen. And in some of our smaller municipalities, the position is actually shared, one DG for two or three municipalities. But at the end of the day, what we need to do is advertise and attract more people, even from within the Pontiac. It is an excellent position, and it pays very well.
And Eugene Tyler, what you need to do in 2021, your three priorities?
That is a great question. I began my term as warden with 11 priorities, which I chose from listening to the people of the Pontiac in the last election. I've worked on all of these and hope by the end of 2021 to have accomplished all of them. My main priority at the moment is to protect the Pontiac through COVID-19 and to have a plan to relaunch our economy after and revitalize the Pontiac. My three priorities within that are to, one, focus on better communication through improved high-speed internet and cellular to all municipalities of the Pontiac. We will hear about the funding by the end of this year, and then the new service will be rolled out and accomplished over the next 2 years. Second is better health. We need to reopen the obstetrics wing, create a nursing school, and stabilize the future of our hospital with nurses and doctors. I also support the Pontiac AquaGym project, which could greatly benefit everyone's health. We will hear whether the AquaGym is a reality and got the provincial funding within 2 weeks. The third priority is job creation. Many small businesses have opened in the Pontiac, but for large facilities to create many jobs, I see two opportunities. One, the opening of Energy Davidson and potentially Jevalco and Rapide, which there are discussions in going on. All of these projects are possible, but the best chance is Energy Davidson. We'll know by January. The second facility, which will produce 50 jobs, is the Energy from Waste facility. We will have news of this by next September. This would also save $1 million off the tax base, as we would no longer have to ship our residential waste to the Lachute landfill. The last thing that I would like to say is that when I arrived in the Pontiac in 2012, there was a lot of talk about the Michael Bartlett project that the MRC was leading. Huge promises of 15,000 jobs and 100 green industries were made. As we know, nothing ever materialized, and many people lost money and hope. We also recently were promised, when I was first elected within a couple of weeks, big plans by LiveWell. Whenever these projects do not work out, there never has been an explanation or an analysis. I will not allow any large company in the future to arrive with their handout and deliver nothing. We need to have more pride in ourselves in the Pontiac. Any company would be so fortunate to come here with our many benefits. I will not be easily impressed and will only work with serious, well-funded investors. I will protect and defend the Pontiac. We are in the driver's seat. In the future, our MRC projects benefit every taxpayer, and we will not promise what we cannot deliver.
Jane Tyler, thank you. I wish you happy holidays.
Thank you very much, and to you as well.